Bradford here, and if this is the first episode of How Not to Sail that you're listening to, I highly recommend that you go back and start with episode one. This episode in particular will mean a lot more that way. But who am I to tell you what to do? I need to do some laundry at this point. And I need to record some laundry too, I guess. As I wake up at Moss Marina after a blissfully non-bouncy evening in a slip with electricity, there are only 2 days left until the first episode of the podcast is due to come out. I've decided I want to do some kind of immersive podcast, so I'm going to need plenty of location audio. And you just never know when you're going to need the sound of laundry. The fellows from Sailing Vessel, I Believe, were bemused when I walked into the day room with a huge handheld furry blimp microphone and shoulder bag, looking like a technician from some reality TV production. And I guess I kind of am. I mean, sure, it's audio, but can't you see it now? There's a couple of guys my age with beards sitting around a plastic picnic table drinking coffee out of styrofoam cups in this wood-paneled room that serves as sort of a lounge outside the laundry and shower area. They're discussing some kind of satellite technology to let their significant others know where they are on the ocean. It all sounds complicated to me. One problem, their chatting in the next room kind of makes getting a clean recording difficult. And I don't feel like I can go and ask them to quit enjoying themselves so I can get some sound effects. Now, if it were some awesome boat sounds, I might ask them. But when am I going to have a chance to use laundry sounds? One other problem. One of the dryers ate my quarters. Manager Debbie is quick with the refund, though, and both laundry and recording of same work out pretty well. That gives me an idea, though. I got a lot of ideas starting to percolate in my noggin, actually, and I'm starting to record a lot. I decide to grab a sound bite from Debbie.
Welcome to Moss Marina, or whatever you normally say.
Hi. Welcome to Moss Marina.
Oh, thank you.
What can we do for you today?
I'll get that slip in C-37.
Okay.
Thanks. You mind, have a good trip?
You have a good trip and be safe out there.
Thanks, Debbie. Well, have
thank
a great
you.
One.
Okay, bye.
Awesome, thank you.
Well, maybe I'll use that for something. With only 2 days left until episode one is due to appear, I'm starting to get into what the Admiral might call recital mode. I'm headed up to Cabbage Key today to finish the home stretch, hopefully. So I need to make a call to my buddy Cliff.
Ahoy, Skipper.
Hello, what it is?
Cliff's a former Navy diver, and he actually served as the hookah rig tender, or whatever you call it, for that dive I made before I left.
What's shaking?
I'll share a little secret with you. I didn't actually have recording gear on me at the time, and I've been trying to figure out how to make that moment stand out.
I was going to try and order a GoPro down to your address in the marina and see if I could dive with the hookah thing and get audio, and then I just decided, no, I'm going to just download some sound effects because I do not have time, and I already have a GoPro at home, so...
To be honest, I'm still not 100% on what episode one and the rest of them are going to sound like.
Yeah, I'm kind of still trying to decide what the format is and what I'm doing exactly. I got all this stuff, and I'm trying to really make sure that it's a compelling story starting with the first one, but I got to wrap all that up quickly here.
I've got a whole lot left to do, so the real crux of my call is that if Cliff and Laureen are still coming to meet me at Cabbage Key, I may be something less than a full-time host. My plan today is to make a short 4-hour run up to Cabbage Key, where I plan to park JC Sails for a couple of days while I put the final voodoo on episode one, upload it, set up the website post, and all the things that go along with launching the first episode of a podcast. Of course, Cabbage Key doesn't have much cellular service, but hopefully I can do all my uploading and stuff from the inn and bar if I have to. What could possibly go wrong? So the clock is ticking on my podcast release, and I want to go to my happy place to finish working on it, which is Cabbage Key. No pool, no pets, no fuel dock, just a lot of scenery and peace and quiet. There are only a few people on the island besides staff until lunchtime, when the Lady Chadwick and other ferries and private boats come in and fill the patio with tourists. I can work aboard J.C. Sales in pretty much peace and quiet, and head up to the inn and restaurant or bar, or walk around the nature trails if I need a break. Yeah, that sounds good.
Go ahead, J.C. Sales.
Yes, I think I might be wise to get a couple of line handlers for my departure, if that's all right.
So, at noon, I shove off from Moss Marina.
Spring is off?
Spring is off.
Okay. With a little more grace than I came in with.
Remember, how not to sail.
And motor back out to San Carlos Bay and up the ICW into Pine Island Sound. The ideas just keep coming, though.
Let's do some cursing to bleep out, or whatever. Man. What the fuck? God mother
That was fun. I think every sailor needs to do that every so often, and I have a feeling I can use it somewhere in the first couple episodes of the podcast.
So there's all these damn little bugs on the boat today. I don't know what's going on. I was going to let them be, but then they started lighting on me and tickling me and itching me, so they are now on the destroy list.
Some little flying bugs seem to have settled on the boat. I think they may be love bugs, but whether they're in love or not, no bugs are allowed aboard J.C. Sales if I can help it.
There goes another bug.
They are terminated with extreme prejudice. I finally solved one thing that's been bugging me, though.
So yeah, this auto helm thing is awesome. I just figured out today how to get the waypoints to work to actually do a route and have it not beeping me like a half mile before I get to each point, which is ridiculous.
A half mile in a sailboat in the ICW is like 5 minutes before you actually need to execute the next turn.
Most of today I've just been watching us glide up Pine Island Sound.
Today's run up Pine Island Sound is now largely a matter of me supervising. And it's a good thing, because duty calls right there in the ICW.
Side note, I have to
I wait until there's no boats approaching for a couple of miles either way, and that's as long as I can wait. That may be the quickest trip to the head ever. After a while, I'm just a few miles from Cabbage Key, so I try hailing them on Channel 16.
Cabbage Key Dockmaster, Cabbage Key Dockmaster, J.C. Sales.
It kind of works.
Yeah, sorry I'm not reading you so good from out here, but I'm going to be there about 10 minutes after 4.
My VHF radio isn't quite reaching, so I use a tool which I sometimes forget about. My cell phone.
Yeah, hi, it's Bradford Rogers. I was coming in down to the dock in a little bit, and I was out of radio range. I wanted to check with you. Didn't know if everybody left at 4.
I get the office, and they get Joe, who's the dock master today.
Hey, Joe, it's Bradford on J.C. Sales. Sorry I couldn't get you.
I find out that Ken Wells is out sick, so I hope his dad Rob is on the island, or I may not have an interviewee again. And Joe may or may not be there by the time I arrive. But there's some good news.
We have the usual spot.
And speaking of usual spots, now's a good time to thank my awesome Patreon patrons and Latitudes and Attitudes, wherein I usually run this little ditty.
Smooth seas and blue skies.
Bob had a problem. You see, Bob had a magazine. And then Bob ran into some trouble and lost his magazine, Latitudes and Attitudes. But guess what? America's number one boating lifestyle magazine is back again as Latitudes and Attitudes. Check it out today at latsats.com.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the story. The magazine that I got into cruising with, Latitudes and Attitudes, transformed into Cruising Outpost after Bob Bitchin got screwed over by a very unscrupulous fellow who shut down their offices and moved to South America. Or something like that. But now they're back as Latitudes and Attitudes, and we are super happy about that. As I turn into the channel at Cabbage Key, I see a motorboat stranded on the sandbar at the edge of the ICW.
I don't want to jinx myself coming in the channel, but it looks like that boat did something unwise.
Maybe they were in a hurry to get a cold beverage. As I think Bob Bitchin may have said, I've seen more bottom than a gynecologist. In fact, on the trailer for the How Not to Sail YouTube channel, you can see one shot with Towboat US right next to us. That's in the ICW near Pasagril and Tierra del Sol, where I was in a hurry to make the drawbridge and cut the corner. But that's the only time I've required assistance for being aground. The fellow in the motorboat looks to be hard aground. But I keep my ego in check as I enter the channel at Cabbage Key, where I may or may not have run aground briefly before.
Mean low water 7 feet, says the sign.
And ease on over to my usual spot on the southeast end of the outer dock.
Good, how's it going, Joe? Awesome.
Now, I've been about 530 miles since I was here last, and it feels good to be back. I appreciate Joe staying around till I arrive, so I make sure to tip well.
Appreciate it. My pleasure as always, man. As far as for sailboats, you always take the best care of me, and I appreciate that.
So, cruisers may have a reputation for being, shall we say, thrifty.
I mean, sailboats are usually good, or they usually suck?
Usually aren't for the most part. I don't know why, but...
And cruising can be a way to travel cheaply, other than the maintenance and gear, and if you're paying for a home slip, or insurance, which I'm not recommending you don't. But if somebody stayed late to help you tie up and get shore power hooked up, or if you're taking up dock space during a busy lunchtime, or say you want to be welcome next time, just remember, these guys are working for tips, so don't give us all a bad name, all right? It's definitely beer 30. So after I get tied up, I head off the dock and up the hill, past the turtles and the mallard ducks to the bar, where eventually a fellow walks in who turns out to be the owner of the powerboat aground out front. And as it turns out, it will end up taking him 3 days, three Towboat US boats working together, and a high tide to help get him unstuck. He's forcing a cheerful demeanor, but I can tell he's embarrassed as hell. I know that look. My social media and the website don't show anything after 4:30 p.m., so I'm guessing I was tired or something. One thing I don't find in the bar is the owner. Ken Wells is out sick, and his father, Rob Wells, isn't on the island. So much for an interview with an owner of Cabbage Key. After drinks and dinner, I amble back down to the vessel and find another task which needs doing.
Just went forward and strung another fender up there on the bow because we were banging into the forward piling there. So I'm going to sit here and see what kind of audio we have and see what kind of podcast I can construct in the next day for episode one. No pressure.
Thank you.
That's right. I still haven't assembled what's supposed to be episode one. I'm still not even sure I've got the format sussed out. But I'm sure I can get it together tomorrow. I'm about ready to hit the rack. But since we have some interesting weather, I figure I'd better record it.
Well, it's a windy, rainy night at Cabbage Key. Let's see if I can capture some of that.
By 11 o'clock, I've finally had enough recording and let the waves lapping against the hull lull me to sleep. D-Day minus one starts with an early shower. The inside kind, with soap and warm water. And then it's up to the inn for a good old island breakfast. That's actually what they call it on the paper placemats that have the menu along with a map and information about Cabbage Key. Eggs, sausage, potatoes, a roll, and orange slices. And coffee. Definitely coffee. By 9:30, I'm recording this guy. But it's time to knuckle down on putting episode one together.
All right, this is it. Last day to prepare episode one. So I've been checking out news website, Instagram, Facebook.
In my defense, I was partially, working on promoting tomorrow's release. But it might be wise to get cracking on the actual release. I start sorting through the interview with Bob Bitchin. I've already got some great stuff that I've used on the trailer.
The mistake I've made my whole life is when I like something, I get really involved in it. And I like sailing.
But I'm not sure how to do what I want with it. I know, or at least I hope, that I'll have a few salty guests on the podcast. And I've already got Bob and Fuel Doc Debbie recorded. But I want to use my trip to Miami as the device to frame these interviews and be able to bring in a few tidbits about what it's like to be out here and maybe a few lessons about sailing or life. Sure, it's kind of meta, but I know you'll get it, right? Anyway, by this time, the lunch crowd's arriving and there's a lot going on around the docks. It's kind of distracting. So, I guess I might as well record it.
I'm going to be blowing a very loud horn, just like at Fisherman's Village.
This isn't procrastination, is it? Well, I guess it is if lunchtime turns into afternoon, and afternoon turns into evening, and I've got Bob's best interview bits arranged with my voiceover around it, but it really needs a better intro, and all of this needs to come out tomorrow, or at least tomorrow afternoon. Well, okay, tomorrow evening is still within the right day, and will I get it done in time?
Well, it's middle of the night, last night before podcast launch, and gonna finish the editing in the morning.
Of course, in the morning, what I need first is some breakfast. I mean, I can't work a long day without breakfast, can I? But on the way up to the inn, I make some recordings.
Some ducks, hopefully.
You never know when that might come in handy. I'm in full-blown mania now, recording with three microphones going into two recorders at the same time. Because you never know which recording of the damn ducks might have a slight flaw in it. Back aboard JC Sales after breakfast, I listen to what I have for episode one. And I'm not happy. Not in deep despair either, but I'm still missing a few pieces. Like a beginning. I remember hearing somewhere about starting right into the story. How can I do that? I like that idea. Now I can tie in that little bit of acting I did at Marathon Marina.
Yeah, the aft one's loose and the forward one's completely out.
That works. But people may be wondering, how does this tie in with Bob Bitchin? How indeed? Let me just try posing the question. So why am I here? This guy is part of the reason.
I ruined thousands of lives with that magazine, I can tell you. Because all we did.
And why is this 300-pound tattooed Harley rider talking to me from the remote mountains of California about sailing?
That sounds like a decent hook. But there's still an important part of the story I haven't brought into episode one. The Admiral.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
And she's in Atlanta. Sure, I believe you, but then again, she was when I started this trip.
Okay, da-ba-da-ba. Okay.
Maybe a little creative license is required.
All right. I just need you to say, remind me why you're doing this again.
So you're going to tell me what to say?
That's the first thing.
Okay. Remind me why we're doing this again?
All right. Now say, remind me why you're doing this again.
Remind me why you're doing this again?
But without the emphasis on the...
Remind me why you're doing this again?
Because otherwise there's no story. It's a promotional thing.
All right. I think that works. I just need a couple more pieces. We need some good audio of me messing up.
Cabbage Key Dockmaster, Cabbage Key Dockmaster, JC Sales.
JC Sales, this is Cabbage Key. Captain, switch and answer channel 11, channel 11.
11.
JC Sales, Cabbage Key.
Yes, sir, I'm ready for that audio.
One of the dockmasters, whose one nickname is Big Dog and the other is which of course I can't say here, is kind enough to humor me.
JC Sales, this is Cabbage Key. How about going around, Captain? How about going around?
And you can't do that.
JC Sales, you can't do that. JC Sales, that is not allowed. You can't do that.
Rockin', man. I think I got it.
Right-o. Cabbage Key back to 160.
I'm definitely going to use that in episode one. Maybe to help illustrate why having propulsion with a working cutlass bearing is important. Just one last thing. I'm always managing to shift straight into reverse without waiting for neutral, but I don't have that on tape, and I don't want to do that on purpose. But I think this'll sound close enough.
Okay, this is the sound effects clanking the gear and then revving up. Uh-oh. Mission accomplished.
And that, my friends, is how at around 1900 hours on February 28, 2019, in the year of our Lord, I posted the following message to Facebook. It's here. Episode 1 with sailor, biker, and former bodyguard to Evel Knievel, Captain Bob Bitchin. 16 episodes and 34,000 downloads later, I am so honored that you've taken this journey with me, and proud to call you a fellow How Not to Sailor. And if by chance you stumbled on this 17th episode of How Not to Sail, well, what are you waiting for? You got some catching up to do. But this isn't the end of season one yet. Oh no, I'm still not home yet. And as you know by now, there's plenty of potential drama. Beginning with the fact that I need an episode 2. Stat. What could possibly go wrong? I want to thank our awesome Patreon patrons and welcome our newest bosun, Captain Steven. You guys are really helping make it happen and helping me move toward having significantly more time to do this. Thank you to the country of Malta for making us number one in the places and travel category. And I want to thank you for listening. Don't forget to check out the show notes for this episode at hownottosail.com/17. In fact, hownottosail.com is your hub for all things How Not to Sail. You'll find the audio podcast, the book, the YouTube channel, the social links, and writing from me and our fine contributors. If you'd like to become a Patreon patron, you'll see the link right there on the homepage, or just go to hownottosail.com/Patreon. And if you want the quickest, easiest way to get How Not to Sail free on whatever device you're listening on right now, just look for the big red button on the homepage or go to hownottosail.com/listen. That's LISTEN. But for now, make sure the drawbridge is open before you try to sail through it. And I'll see you next time on...
How Not to Sail.
Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how.
So you're going to tell me what to say?
That's it. That's the first thing.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me why you're doing this again.